Now, you talked about relationships and obviously relationships between couples, but also relationships between different communities and different faith communities.
Indeed.
That's something you've been...
Yeah, I mean, if you went within my office here, Mylev here, 27 languages, right. Probably nearly over 30 nationalities, okay?
Right. Okay?
Around here. Every faith community is represented around here and normally are in all inner cities in Britain, mm-hmm. whether it's all the different Christian traditions, mm-hmm. 47 varieties of Christian tradition. We forget there's many, right. not just one. Right. The Methodist is the dominant one in West Leeds, because John Wesley rode on a horse down Armley Town Street and Wesley Road. So there are more Wesleyan chapels mm-hmm. in Wesleys than mm-hmm. elsewhere, but mm-hmm. good relations ecumenically between the Christian faiths. Right. There's a small group of Buddhists. Mm-hmm. We have a Hindu temple. We've got mm-hmm. Sikh temples and we've got mosques. And we've mm-hmm. got a small Jewish community, a community of Jains. So every tradition, mm-hmm. I could list them all, mm-hmm. are represented. Mm-hmm. And then the question is, how do they work together? I don't find often, I'd have to say to you, the tensions within faith communities tend to be within a tradition.
Absolutely.
I would say within my own tradition, there's more rows between the left and the right within the Catholic Church than there are between Catholics and Muslims, or Catholics and Protestants, or Catholics and the Anglicans. So mm-hmm. that tends within all traditions. There's much yes. more richness, complexity and argument going yes. on than you think.
Yes.
But then when it comes to the neighbourhood, I think it's high turnover and movement. We're not a ghetto society with right. one area for one people and another. Right. I remember during the time of the tragic events of the terror bombers being discovered to come from mm-hmm. Leeds, someone in Dutch television on Newsnight saying to me, shouldn't you have ghettos and have tapes around the streets? And I said, well, it'd be a bit difficult that, because how do we know? And some people are not of one faith or one tradition. Yeah. Oh, you must put, he said, you should have one area for the Catholics and one for the Dutch Reform. I said, well, we haven't got many Dutch Reform in Armley. Right. But even that wouldn't work, because even within our own families, to make yes. it personal,
yes.
you know, my sister's married to a Muslim and she's a Catholic. Mm-hmm. I've got a sister who's married to someone who's half Irish and half French, and the mm-hmm. traditions are different.
Absolutely.
You know, and
mm-hmm.
so we can't have walls and say you've got to divide your houses mm-hmm. up as well. Mm-hmm. We are intermixed, intermarrying, interweaving. Mm-hmm. yet respecting traditions as well. Mm-hmm. And there's a strong tradition of that within Leeds, and it does work.
Mm-hmm. And I think you've done work. Have you done work nationally then with different
Yeah, I was asked some years ago by the Prime Minister in 2001 to right. be his envoy to all the faith communities right. at every level, right. not to build interfaith organisations, right. but that is happening, and I right. go around and visit a lot, and there are right. 280 in Britain in most right. towns and cities, and you have to remember Leeds is precious, it's mm-hmm. ahead of the game. Mm-hmm. Go to Somerset, they've never met a Muslim
Absolutely.
There, and so
Absolutely.
You've got to share an experiences mm-hmm. and tradition and network a bit mm-hmm. more, so that people don't just read it in the paper. Mm-hmm. We have to get rid of stereotypes and understand yes. much more, listen yes. a lot more. And I think bring the fear out, really. But right. it does also mean making sure people have opportunities. And if it is true that one group in society, whether it's a culture or a religious tradition, have got no access to further education at all, never get mm-hmm. the job. The story of young men, say, a young Muslim lad in this neighbourhood, his great-granddad will have come to work in textile mills, not in Wesley's, but in
mm-hmm.
Bradford.
Mm-hmm.
His granddad will have set up the corner shop and have mm-hmm. talked to a few people outside his tradition that have popped in.
Mm-hmm.
His son, a bit wider, he's gone on the taxis and met a lot of people. Not always had the best experience either. People mm-hmm. might abuse him at night coming in drunk mm-hmm. into his yep. cabin, not yep. paying him.
Mm-hmm.
His son or daughter might be at West Leeds High School, and as he's going through in and out, I'm wondering where they're going to come out to at the end. Mm-hmm. And the confusion of that, how do they fit in when their heart and romance is in Kashmir, this beautiful garden in the world yes. that they might have visited once,
yes.
but isn't quite Armley, you know?
Yes.
And the tensions, strains, yes. and stresses of that,
yes.
I think, of generations integrating, are very difficult to yeah. work with and manage, but we should be much more aware of it.
Wow.